Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
And this isn't Joe Messina. It's Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe as I sit in every once in a while. It's been a couple of weeks. How are you all? It is great to be with you tonight. Joe is off saving the world and very much needed. You know, listen, folks, all politics should be starting local, and that's exactly why Joe Messina is such an asset to our culture and our society. So when he's not sitting in this chair, it is an honor for me to be sitting in the chair for him. I'm Whiskey Dave. You can find us at joemessina.com, therealside.com. And if you'd like to join us tonight, we've got 3 full hours. But in the third hour, I'm going to be opening it up. I got some big thoughts and some big, big things I'm going to touch upon just here in a moment about what's going on in the world. But if you'd like to join us, you can always give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Did you know? A lot of people haven't heard about this. I'm stunned. I was on a group of like-minded gentlemen I get together with once a month. I've been meeting with them for the best part of a decade, every single month. Once a year, we all get together in Nashville and drink whiskey and smoke cigars and talk philosophy, politics, history, movies, culture, you name it. And most of the guys last night on our conference had no idea that attorneys for an IRS whistleblower say that the whistleblower's entire team has been removed from the Hunter Biden probe, and they are accusing the government of illegal retaliation, according to a letter sent to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. This is Saturday night massacre of epic proportions. The letter that went to Congress stated today the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, criminal supervisory special agent we represent, was informed that he and his entire team, the investigative team, are being removed from ongoing and sensitive investigation about the high-profile controversial subject about which our client sought to make whistleblower disclosures to Congress. He was informed the change was at the request of the Department of Justice. That was a letter, again, to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees from Mark Lytle and Tristan Levitt. They are the whistleblower's attorneys. So, what is happening here, folks? You know, first, we're going to be talking a lot about the Durham report this hour. Got a fantastic guest coming up we're going to be talking about this with. But I also want to get his input on what we are looking at here. The removal of a whistleblower from a situation or investigation could potentially be seen as retaliatory. depending upon the circumstances, but it also may be necessary to preserve the objectivity of the investigation and the alleged witness, sources say. We're looking here at the Department of Justice basically shutting down the entire investigation from the IRS of the son of the President of the United States? What country do we live in where this isn't frontline, mainstream, breaking news, where talking heads from both the left and the right are up in arms about this? The level of collusion, the level of self-protection from this White House, who have reportedly been so nervous about the incoming Hunter Biden investigation. And let's be clear, folks. What was that investigation finding? It found multiple LLCs that have been structured in multiple Biden family names to funnel money from who? From China. From who? From Moscow. For what? Well, what is it that they do? Can you please tell me what Hunter Biden's companies do? What does he offer as a service that he is enabling these LLCs to be flush with money? What service does he provide? What product does he sell other than exposure and proximity to his father, the one-time vice president and now president of the United States? Multiple LLCs and multiple members of the Biden family were being paid for what? This is beyond anything I think we can remember. Historically speaking, imagine for a moment if Eric or Donald Trump Jr. was taking money from China, from Ukraine, from Moscow, and set up multiple LLCs because 10% goes to the big guy, Donald Trump. Could you imagine? Could you just imagine how the media would be responding today? And yet we've got crickets. Yeah. We're going to talk about this tonight and a whole lot more. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. We've got John Hinderocker coming up here after the break. We're going to pull it all apart. And don't go away.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
He found a way. Bryan Cranston, thank you very much for the intro. Whiskey Dave here in the chair as we are starting our first of 3 hours tonight across the Fruited Plain on the Salem and GCN radio networks. And I am delighted to welcome back to the show and my show here. I haven't spoken to this gentleman in a couple, 3 years. John Hinderocker, who was one of the most celebrated lawyers across the country for many, many moons, a Harvard-trained lawyer. He is now president of the Center of the American Experiment. That is a think tank headquartered in Minnesota. And you probably know him very well from being one of the four main contributors at Powerline, where for the past 20 years his articles have been seen across multiple platforms and media. And just learned today, John, welcome to the show. You just came from hosting Dennis Prager's show, I see.
on Friday. That's right. Great to be with you, Dave.
And welcome back.
Funny thing, because I have guest hosted the Prager Show and other shows, you know, a number of times. But Friday evening, my organization, Center of the American Experiment, had its annual big fundraiser, our annual dinner, and Dennis Prager was our keynote speaker.
Wow.
And so his producer, who's a buddy of mine, suggested that since Dennis was going to be flying across the country and wouldn't be able to do his radio show on Friday, how about if I sit in and guest host for him? So I did that. And then I was with Dennis at the fundraiser Friday evening, but it was a lot of fun.
What a great experience. Yeah, I've met Dennis, had him on my show a couple of times, met him in person a couple of times. What an individual. What a gift to, well, just our culture and civilization that he is.
Absolutely. He's a brilliant guy and so devoted, so dedicated, you know, to the cause of freedom.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fantastic, and congratulations to you. That's quite a coup. What a reach he has as well. John, it's great to have you back. It's been a minute since we've spoken, but, you know, one of the things that I've always enjoyed about having your perspective on things is that you really understand things in a very linear, non-emotional way. You see things the way that they are, almost pragmatic, as you will. And for the first segment of the show, I educated our listeners about this situation where the IRS whistleblower, the team, the attorneys of the IRS whistleblower, just reported, and they sent a letter to Congress, the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, saying that the entire team of the whistleblower has been removed from the Hunter Biden probe, and they have accused the government of illegal retaliation. This is beyond Saturday Night Massacre stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's really interesting, Dave. We're talking here about the IRS and their tax investigation of Hunter Biden. And I think an important point to make, and it's one I've made over and over on Powerline, nobody has ever bribed Hunter Biden. Okay? Hunter Biden is a pathetic, unemployable crackhead. And yet, he got paid $1 million a year to be on the board of directors of a natural gas company in Ukraine, even though he had zero experience in the natural gas industry, and he doesn't speak Ukrainian. Okay, now, gee, you know, connect the dots. What do you think that's all about? Well, obviously, nobody cares about Hunter Biden. It's Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States at that time, and he had been delegated by President Obama to be in charge of American policy in Ukraine, right? And so, you know, they're not bribing Hunter, they're bribing Joe. And Hunter's finances are totally entwined with Joe's. They share bank accounts and so on. And so this IRS investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes, it really, the point of this is not Hunter Biden, it's Joe Biden. Joe is the one who has been selling influence for we don't know how many years, first as a senator and then as vice president. Now, of course, he's the president. And so this is really very serious business. People talk about Hunter Biden, you know, as if he was the real object of the investigation. But just as with the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, the laptop is relevant, is significant because it contained all these documents, all these emails, all these business agreements. But they're not important because they related to Hunter. They're important because they related to Joe. That's what it's all about.
The whistleblower's attorney told Congress that the removal was on the order of the DOJ, the Department of Justice. So are we now looking at an IRS agency is ordered by the Department of Justice? Why would the Department of Justice just unilaterally stop this investigation? Do you believe that there could be a line directly to the White House?
Well, the only reason that the DOJ would intervene is to try to slow down or block that investigation is to protect Joe Biden, who, of course, is the boss of the Attorney General who runs the Department of Justice. Now, we don't know for a fact that that's what happened. The whistleblower's lawyer says that's what happened. You know, let's find out.
Yeah. If there is anything that the White House has been nervous about reportedly over the past few months, it's been this investigation into Hunter Biden because of the multiple LLCs that have been created in names of family members within family Biden. Do you think that they are so scared of this that they could have made a major tactical and legal error in shutting this entire thing down unilaterally?
It's hard to say, Dave. I mean, the report came out from Comer's Oversight Committee, a week or so ago. They identified, I think it was $10 million in deposits into Biden bank accounts from foreign interests and foreign governments, mostly from the Communist Party in Red China. I mean, you know, it's very difficult to put a positive construction on this, right, Dave? I mean, why is the senator, vice president, now president of the United States, and his family getting millions of dollars from communist China? Can anybody give us an innocent explanation for that?
If it quacks like a duck, right? I mean, I don't understand. Now, it does make sense if you combine that with the report from Durham this week, and I want to talk with you about that after the break as well, because what we're starting to see here is, you know, us conspiracy theorists for the past 5 years are now being proven true, that you've got a cabal in Washington, D.C. that is otherwise known as the swamp that is protecting their own, and their own being Democrats. I mean, I think a lot of people are starting to wake up and realize that our crazy crackpots in 2017 may not be so crazy anymore.
Yeah, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a spoiler alert, right? You know, the FBI, the CIA, the Internal Revenue Service have all turned out to be basically agencies of the Democratic Party.
Yeah. John, we'd love to have you stay through the break here. We've got John Hinderacher, who is the president and running things over at the Center for the American Experiment. And also you can find him at powerlineblog.com. Don't go away, folks. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Walgreens now set to pay San Francisco nearly $230 million to settle a case over the company's distribution of opioids. The city of San Francisco will collect the money over the span of 14 years. The attorney's office saying between 2014 and 2020, opioid-related overdose deaths in the city grew by nearly 500%, and Walgreens was at least partially at fault. Johnny Depp says he doesn't have much further need for Hollywood. The actor took part in a press conference for his new French-language film, Jean du Barry, Wednesday at the Cannes Film Festival, where he was asked if he felt boycotted by Hollywood.
Yeah, you feel a bit boycotted. Do I feel boycotted now? No, not at all.
Depp lost a role in the Harry Potter franchise following abuse allegations made by his ex-wife Amber Heard. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And what's what we're trying to do here at Realside Radio? Just trying to just transcribe everything we're hearing and converting it into English because it just doesn't make any sense anymore. My goodness, what is going on in the world? Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio, and I'm delighted and honored to have John Hinderocker back on with us. John Hinderocker, you can find over at powerlineblog.com. He is a fantastic writer, and he is also the president of the Center of the American Experiment, who just hosted with Dennis Prager and fresh John Hinderocker as guest hosting for Dennis Prager. Fantastic. John, you know, on the heels of this IRS whistleblower informing Congress that the DOJ, according to them, pulled the investigative team out of the IRS on Hunter Biden, we now get the Durham report. And, you know, I've read as much as I can. It's 300 pages or whatever. But bottom line, Comey, Page, McCabe, Strzok, they lied to the American people. They created a false narrative about Donald Trump to interfere in the 2016 election. Joe Biden knew about it. Hillary Clinton orchestrated it. And I turn on or listen to the news, and it's almost like crickets. What will it take, John, for people to wake up and see what happened here?
Well, I think a lot of people have woken up, but the people who perpetrated the Russia collusion hoax don't want now to publicize the fact that they perpetrated the hoax. So you got the New York Times and the Washington Post, who shared a Pulitzer Prize for perpetrating the hoax. They're not, they've been asked, so are you going to give the prize back now that we know it wasn't true? They say, heck no, we're not giving it back. The truth is that these people all lied. They knew they were lying. They fabricated the whole thing about Donald Trump and the Russians. They knew it all along, and they accomplished their goal. They are proud of what they did. They wanted Hillary Clinton to win the election. And I'm talking about, you know, the FBI preeminently, also the CIA, and certainly the Democratic Party press. Now, they failed there. She didn't win the election, but they didn't stop. They kept going, and they harassed President Trump for 2 years or more with these ridiculous allegations and really did hamstring his presidency. So they really did, in large part, accomplish their goal. And I think they are proud of what they did, not ashamed of what they did. But, you know, the Durham Report, a lot of this was already known, but the Durham Report does add a lot of kind of amazing detail. And we can now state pretty simply what happened, right? The Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign went to Christopher Steele to do opposition research on Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign. Christopher Steele then went to a guy named Igor Danchenko, which is where he got 80% of the material for his so-called dossier. Who is Igor Danchenko? Well, he was born in Russia, living in the United States, and several years earlier, he had been investigated himself by the FBI as a possible Russian asset. Now, they suspended that investigation because they wrongly believed that Danchenko had returned to Russia when, in fact, he had not. So they never reached a conclusion. So when the FBI then went to investigate this Crossfire Hurricane, right, they went to Christopher Steele, and Christopher Steele said, you know what, I don't know anything. I just heard some stuff, mainly came from this guy Danchenko. I don't know if it's true or not. I got nothing to back up the claims that are made in my so-called dossier. So what did the FBI do? The FBI said, well, Christopher, if you ever do come up with any dirt on Donald Trump, we'll give you $1 million.
Yeah.
This is one of the most shocking things I've ever heard. The FBI literally offered this discredited source who had admitted he had nothing, you know. Well, if you ever come up with something, we'll give you $1 million. Testified to under oath by one of the FBI people involved. The FBI then goes and they talk to this guy, Igor Danchenko, and he says, well, I don't know why Christopher Steele used that stuff I told him. It was just a rumor or two that I heard, and some of it, frankly, I just made up. Okay? So then they say, well, where did you get some of this key stuff from? Well, a guy named Dolan. Who's Dolan? Dolan was a friend of Igor Danchenko, and he was an aide at the Democratic National Committee. So the DNC hires Christopher Steele to do opposition research. He goes to Danchenko. Danchenko goes to Dolan, who is with the Democratic National Committee. The FBI goes to Dolan, and there was an item about Paul Manafort in the so-called Steele dossier. So they go to Dolan. They say, well, where did you get this information about Paul Manafort that was reported by the New York Times, the Washington Post, etc.? And Dolan said, oh, I just made that up. I fabricated it. Okay, so I mean, it is an absolutely unbelievable story. All of these people knew it was a complete lie. And the FBI, the CIA, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, all these people kept it going for years.
John, in this week's article that you wrote on powerlineblog.com, Durham Report Rips FBI, you said, there was never any reason to believe that the allegations in the Steele reports, which were opposition, quote-unquote, research paid for by the Clinton campaign, were true. And at an early date, the FBI knew that the so-called dossier was baseless and in some instances was admittedly fabricated. Meanwhile, you've got individuals like Representative Adam Schiff, who is very likely to be California's next senator, still today insisting that Trump conspired with Russia after the Durham report further discredited the FBI probe. What will it take for this cabal, this crew of people like Adam Schiff, to actually openly admit that they've been lying to the American people? I mean, does there need to be charges filed? Because he came out and said he saw proof. You remember this. You and I talked about this in person for years.
Yeah.
He saw proof in the skiff, in the secured room under the Senate. And he came out and he told the media that he saw proof. What can we do here?
You know, one of the frustrating things about the Durham investigation is that, for the most part, what happened here is not a crime. You know, it's not a crime for the FBI to do what it did. Now, the people involved ought to be fired. You know, they ought to be reviled. But it's not really something for criminal prosecution. Adam Schiff, obviously lied. There's no question about it. But for a congressman to lie is reprehensible, but it's not a crime. What ought to happen, of course, is that it ought to become well known that Adam Schiff lied, and as a result, he should be disgraced and not be elected to the United States Senate. But one of the problems that we have here is that almost 100% of the press in the United States is controlled by the Democratic Party. And they don't want people to know that Adam Schiff lied and has no business in the House or the Senate. And so these things get swept under the rug. And so a lot of people learn the truth. You know, there's all kinds of news sources people can go to. You know, your radio show is one, my website is another. There's a lot of them. But yet in a state like California, which is heavily Democratic and where most people really don't have much of an idea what's going on, it's quite likely that Schiff gets elected to the Senate, even though he has no defense against the fact, you know, that he lied.
Just out of curiosity, if a President Donald Trump happened again, do you think that he has the wherewithal to actually come in and change the FBI, change the DOJ? Is that achievable? I mean, listen, at the local level, we've got police, we've got prosecutors. At the federal level, we've got U.S. Marshals and the DOJ. This bureaucracy of lifelong bureaucrats that suck at the teat of the American taxpayer all seem to be far to the left of center right now. And can a president, if it was Trump or whoever, DeSantis, whoever it may be, can a president actually affect change?
I think we don't know for sure. It's very difficult for a Republican president to implement his policies. And the reason for that is that, you know, the president appoints federal officials down to what, the third level, you know, the secretary at the top,
right,
undersecretary, assistant secretary, I think three levels. Well, there's another 40 levels below that that the president can't touch. And we all know that the Democrats in Washington, D.C. are the home team. And the federal bureaucracy is overwhelmingly Democratic. You know, you can appoint a new attorney general, but you can't clean out the whole Department of Justice. And it's a big, big problem if you try to implement a Republican administration. And one of the problems that Donald Trump had is he wasn't great with policy. He made a lot of appointments that were not, you know, first rate. And he was not a Washington insider by any means.
Right.
And
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon. Listen to Real Side Radio every night here on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. And Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It is always a pleasure being with you. Sorry about that out there on that last segment. I'm not sure what happened. Sometimes ghosts in the machines occur. But we're back here, and we still have John Hinderrocker, who is a fantastic writer over at PowerlineBlog.com. And also, you can find he is the president at the Center for the American Experiment. John, you and I have spoken about this a few times. And one of the things that I'm always intrigued to hear from you is, you know, think tanks like Center of the American Experiment, they talk about local issues, specifically in Minnesota. But you take a look at states like Minnesota, which I think one of the last times you and I spoke before the election, we were talking about whether Minnesota was actually in play for the Republicans. And like Lucy in the football, it was pulled out from under us. But you guys are over at the Center of the American Experiment are working on local issues, which in many cases you guys could duplicate that across other what I would consider battleground states, making it, I would say, more advantageous for conservatives to maybe win office in the future. Is that right?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, people, our listeners can go to AmericanExperiment.org and learn all about our organization. We are based in Minnesota. We work primarily in Minnesota. We also have an operation in North Dakota. We're looking at expanding into a couple of other nearby states. But in the meantime, we have done energy work. I think we have the top energy group in the United States. We have they've developed the only model that will accurately assess the full cost of wind and solar energy mandates. We've done energy work now in 13 states. So, yeah, we're having, you know, we were instrumental, and I think, in defeating the Build Back Better bill in Washington a year or so ago. So, yeah, we are increasingly having impact across the United States.
Speaking of Build Back Better, because, you know, we're taking a look at folks like Joe Manchin, who is now all of a sudden realizing that he might be losing in the next year, and some people are saying he's waffling about actually moving over to maybe becoming a Republican. But he was the final vote that gave us the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called. It always has to be with prefaced so-called Inflation Reduction Act. And they gave him what he was asking for on paper in regards to fossil fuel allotments for West Virginia. And it turns out that they lied to him, and he's pretty angry. What do you know about that and where he might be?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, Manchin is the closest thing we've got in the Senate to a sensible Democrat. But the problem is with guys like this that are kind of swing votes, you know, and they need them because they're the 51st vote, right, or the 50th vote. So then they can bargain, you know, then it's, well, what will you give me for my vote, right? And what we're not seeing from a guy like Joe Manchin is principled conservatism, which is what we need.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because when we talk about Minnesota, and I remember some great discussions with you when this was all occurring, George Floyd, I mean, South Minneapolis, this is where it all began. And today we're seeing repercussions from that, you know, the whole idea of police not being funded, defund the police, which Democrats are now walking away from, by the way. They're actually absolutely lying, saying that they never said that, but of course that they did. And for those districts like in Minneapolis proper, you've got folks that actually called for defunding the police that are now coming out and saying, we need the police here. You know, crime's going through the roof. What happened? That's your neck of the woods.
Minneapolis City Council, defund the police, crime spikes, murders, you know, multiplying, and then all of a sudden it's, where's the police? You know, what happened to our police force? Yeah, I mean, it's really outrageous. We're seeing that across the country. Although, you know, in Chicago, they just elected an even more left-wing mayor than Lori Lightfoot, and they're talking now about, you know, cutting back on the Chicago Police Department. It's unbelievable. Wherever this has happened, you know, we've seen the same thing. You get spikes in crime, you get violent crime, and who gets brutalized? You know, it's not the rich liberals and their suburban enclaves. They're not the ones who are the crime victims. It's the people in the inner cities.
So tell me, because this is where I think, and I'm a big believer in this, I believe that the politics for our country is going to change locally starting up, right? Growing from local. And this is what AmericanExperiment.org, you guys are focused on. Tell us a little bit about some of the initiatives that you guys are focused on and hopefully how you're able to transfer that, not just locally for you, but nationwide.
Well, we work in all the sort of domestic policy areas that are the concerns of state and local government: taxes, spending, budget, healthcare, education, energy and the environment, transportation, public safety. You know, we have policy fellows working in all of those areas. And one thing that's different about us is that we're very aggressive. You know, we're very big in social media. We put up billboards. We do radio ads, a lot of internet videos. We have a quarterly magazine with a circulation of 100,000. We send out several times a week emails to an email audience of over 100,000. You know, so we do a lot to try to bring conservative messages, not just to the legislature. We testify all the time on bills and so on. But what we really need to do is inform and educate the public, because at the end of the day, we are a democracy. and the people are ultimately going to get what they vote for. Let me just give you a quick example, Dave, of how crazy things have gotten. Please. You know, Minnesota has been basically a purple state. We had a legislature divided between Republicans and Democrats for a number of years, so not a lot of dramatic changes. Well, in November, we thought the Republicans were going to take both chambers. Instead, the Democrats took both chambers, and they have been on a binge of radical legislation for the last 4 or 5 months, now wrapping up the session. And one of the things that they did, this is an example of how when people get all the power, they go too far. The Democrats in this session have made pedophilia a protected classification under Minnesota's Civil Rights Act. So it is now illegal to discriminate in housing or employment or anything else against a person in Minnesota on the ground that he is a pedophile. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And you ask yourself, what was the popular demand for that, right? I mean, are there that many pedophiles voting in our elections? I don't know. But we're seeing this just crazy, you know, the gender stuff, the trans stuff, and grooming of young children, and now this open endorsement, really, of pedophilia. So
yeah, I'm my mouth is agape. This is radio, but I'm sitting here stunned, slack-jawed. Why would they be focusing on this, John? It's not as if they don't have real issues to deal with, but why are they putting people that are destroying the lives of children that are going to carry trauma for the rest of their lives and their families carry that guilt and everything that goes along with that? Why are they putting that front and center ahead of actual real issues?
Well, this is, for whatever reason, Dave, this is a conversation that would take longer than we've got now to pursue it, but for whatever reason, this has become a focus of the Democratic Party. We're seeing it with the whole trans thing. We're seeing it with the way they want to infiltrate, you know, LGBTQ propaganda into the elementary school grades. You know, this is one of their policy initiatives that we're seeing all across the United States.
I can't for the life of me understand how the good people of Minnesota, and I've been to Minneapolis many times. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of America. I don't understand how they don't rise up and say enough is enough. You know,
well,
remember back in
2000. Let's see what happens in 2024.
Yeah, John, we got just a minute here, but I'm just going to say, do you remember in 2008 and there was a lot of people that were coming out and saying gay marriage is going to be a slippery slope and everybody laughed at them?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're seeing some crazy stuff.
John, tell everybody where they could find you, read you, learn more about your organization.
AmericaExperiment.org, and you can read me every day at Powerline, powerlineblog.com.
And Powerline is a bookmark for me, and it's a must-go and read, and you've got some great partners over there, and I just love the tongue-in-cheek humor. Everything is done in a very simplistic yet lighthearted way, talking about very, very serious issues. And John, thank you for everything that you do. We greatly appreciate you taking the time, and let's not let it go so long again until we have you back on.
Absolutely. Great to be with you, Dave.
Thank you, John. Have a great evening. And folks, we've got another couple of hours coming up here tonight. The next hour, we are going to be focused. I'm going to be going back to talking about AI. What is happening right now with GPT and ChatGPT? And should you be worried about your job? This is going to be part two of an hour that we had just about 2 months ago. We've got a guest returning who's going to be talking about this, Rick Andretti, who is all over this. He just wrote another article on this. And I got to tell you, ChatGPT for executives, it's coming. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be suddenly finding themselves out of work. You may not need your CPA or your attorney in a couple of years, maybe less, to do some basic things like contracts and all sorts of different tax returns, even coding for your computers, should you be worried about your job. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Joe, we will be back here after the break. Don't go away. We've got two full more hours coming up here at Real Side Radio.